6:30, it's cold outside, so first of all, thanks for everybody arriving. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. If we could take a quick roll call.
Chairman Brian Bashaw?
Yes.
Vice Chair Zach Rodriguez?
Here.
Laura Belsky?
Here.
Mark Nordigan, excuse. Aaron Decker?
Here.
John Franco? Jeff Lamble?
Here.
And Youth and Governance, Angelina Lagunas, excused. Youth and Governance, Michael Bebu, excused.
Perfect, thank you very much. Citizen comments. Any citizen present that would like to speak? Any citizen wish to speak? Citizen comments are closed. Supervisor comments. Seeing none, chairman comments. Thanks for being here. I appreciate the opportunity to get this taken care of. So move on to item number 6 on the agenda, a resolution to adopt 2023 through 2028 hazard mitigation plan. Sergeant Hanna, thank you.
Good evening again.
Good evening.
Evening. We are back in front of this committee for a resolution to adopt the 2023-2028 Kenosha County Hazard Mitigation Plan. This resolution is to be approved by the committee and hopefully the full county board later tonight for the next 5 years, and also direct the Division of Emergency Management to contact the various villages within Kenosha County for their approval and adoption, and then also direct the county clerk to transmit this copy of this adoption to Sewer PAC. Are there any questions?
Committee? This is going to be a really quick evening if that's the case.
Yeah.
As you know, we postponed because we did not post the entire document last time, which historically we have not. So there was a change by the Fed that requires the posting for grants, etc. So we've done so at this point, and it's been posted in a number of places. Thank you, Lisa, for getting it captured here and making sure that everything is done. So I thank everybody for going through the methodology to make sure that it is posted properly. I see it wasn't the most exciting thing for the public, but without any other questions.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and seconded. And any other questions or comments?
I have.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. I read through the whole thing. Page 76, you have that Lily Lake is in the town of Randall. That's not correct.
Yeah. We can fix that.
We can fix that.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else.
Yeah, so there's still opportunity for the final draft to make these changes.
Okay.
I can
address on it. The plan has gone to Wisconsin Emergency Management. They have an agreement with FEMA to give preliminary approval. They've given that approval on behalf of FEMA as of today. So we are all on board with getting this approved with our enhanced timeline.
Okay.
As part of that timeline approval, any changes we can make up to the final draft being posted in March, the approval process and having the revised draft will satisfy state requirements and federal requirements for the FEMA grants.
Okay. Can you just make the changes offline, the correction?
We can.
Okay. And that's page 73. Or
there,
76.
There are a few parts where we had planned to kind of go through again, because especially more inventory-based stuff. If you look at Appendix C, which has a lot of the facilities, we've had some feedback earlier and after our December 6th meeting about specific sites and things like that.
Okay.
That we're not able to be incorporated into this version that you guys saw, but there's plenty of time to get that
okay.
in for the final.
No problem.
So.
And then also, there was an earthquake up north, not
yeah,
like last week.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have like any? I didn't notice like earthquakes. I think they kind of said that that's not happening here. Do we have any plans if something?
We have had earthquakes here.
Right.
Right. We
not big ones, but
no.
Our comprehensive emergency management plan is an all-encompassing for all hazards, either natural or man-made hazards. That's what directs Division of Emergency Management, law enforcement, fire department, county government to respond to those emergencies. This mitigation plan just identifies the top hazards that the planning committee identified, which is the local planning team now is what they're referred to. And earthquakes can be one of those, but it is not on the high priority
right.
list for the top seven.
Right.
Okay.
And I believe we have a little bit on them kind of in passing in chapter three where
yeah,
we identify
like,
them. But
it kind of says,
right.
it
touches on it,
deal.
But it doesn't go in depth because it's not one of the higher priority ones.
Right, right. Okay.
Until it becomes a priority.
Yep.
But then
we bust out the other book that has the instructions
right.
in there.
Right. Yeah. That's more of the response. This is to mitigate the hazards that happen the most in Kenosha
okay.
County.
Gotcha.
Which is the flooding, the tornadoes, the most expensive ones that we deal with.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Cost and time consuming. As far as the modifications, my understanding previously from council is that minor modifications, as long as, or corrections, as long as they do not change the spirit or intent of.
Okay,
so,
good.
Okay, so any other questions? We'll go ahead and vote since we don't have any youth in government tonight. So to the committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Resolution passes. Once again, thank you all for coming out tonight to take care of this. It was a special meeting. I didn't anticipate taking too long, but I thought we might need a little bit more time, so I gave us about a 30-minute break. We're here for tonight, so it should be a robust time upstairs. Any other business as allowed by law?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and seconded. All those in support of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh. Aren't you glad you got all your support over there?
Make my wife mad.